This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is credit card news afoot. It's from the Wall Street Journal this morning. Some of the biggest banks in this economy, J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo among them, are going to start issuing credit cards to people without credit scores. That is unusual. And the paper reports the banks are going to look instead at savings and checking account history. Obviously, it's just a pilot program, but if it works, it'd be quite the change in how banks do business, since so much of our financial infrastructure, think access to housing, the ability to get a car loan, even jobs, can all ride on those credit scores. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab called up some experts. Here you go.
If you're a longtime credit card user, it can be hard to even imagine how you got your first one. Maybe a parent co-signed, or you opened a joint account, or you made a couple $100 security deposit to get a low-limit line. A lot of people don't have access to any of that.
Immigrants, formerly incarcerated people, people who perhaps were in a relationship where the credit score is more reflective of the other partner.
Lisa Servon researches economic insecurity at the University of Pennsylvania. 26 million Americans are credit invisible, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and many of them are Black or Latinx. Servon says credit accessibility favors generational wealth, even though studies show income isn't the best indicator of financial responsibility.
Traditional credit scores don't take into account a lot of the things that would show that someone is capable of paying back their debt.
Many experts say measuring cash flow in checking and savings accounts paints a more accurate picture. And that's what this pilot program will do. Look at average balances over time and overdraft fees. But people who rely on debit cards are more likely to be hurt by those. Rebecca Bornay at the Center for Responsible Lending calls banks' use of them predatory.
The fees that they charge for overdrafts are so high that it makes it difficult for people to recover when they get hit with, you know, three or four overdraft fees in a single day.
It's why Chi-Chi Wu at the National Consumer Law Center would like to see a combination of data points that determine credit card eligibility. Rent, utilities,
telecom payments, cable, internet, some other types of recurring payments like Netflix can be useful.
She says there's no one perfect formula. For instance, looking at rent during the pandemic isn't ideal. But a combination of these things would create an opt-in system that redefines what financial responsibility means. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.